You're listening to Morning Edition on WAMU 88.5. I'm Matt McCleskey. Basic economics tells us that when the supply of goods meets the demand for those goods, the goods get cheaper. But does the same principle apply to housing? Some economists say yes, and many have proposed a building spree as a solution to our region's high home costs. But others worry that new housing will only go to the wealthy. Joining us to unpack this complex issue is Allie Schweitzer with WAMU's Affordability Desk. Good morning, Allie.
Morning, Matt.
We've heard that the D.C. area needs to add about 75,000 more housing units over the next 10 years to meet demand. If that actually happens, could it make homes here more affordable?
The answer is yes, with a caveat. So I'll get to the caveat later. First, if our region started adding tons of new housing, supply would start to meet demand and prices would begin to stabilize or even drop. So I asked Christopher Leinberger to put this in simple terms. He's a professor at GW who specializes in real estate and urban land use.
A townhouse in DuPont goes for, on average, $2 million, of which $1.4 million is the land value underneath. And if all of a sudden there were thousands and thousands of other areas in the city where you could build townhouses, that $1.4 million value will start going down.
So make housing abundant, eliminate the scarcity, and you get lower land prices and lower housing prices. So that's the basic idea. And this is why you'll find just about every housing economist in the country saying governments need to make it easier to build homes. In the Washington region, it's not as easy as it could be because of high costs, restrictive zoning, and other regulations. So there's a very loud call coming not just from economists, but also affordable housing advocates saying, let's build a lot more housing right now.
So that's the yes part of this. What's the caveat?
Well, simply building more homes in a pricey area like ours does not naturally lead to construction of affordable homes. And when I say affordable, I'm talking about homes that in our region are priced for households earning much less than $120,000 a year. That's our region's median income for a household of four. And the reason that affordable housing wouldn't suddenly be everywhere is the rents on affordable housing would probably still need to be too low to make it worthwhile for private companies to build. Affordable housing, especially deeply affordable housing, is only built with a lot of government subsidy. So simply unlocking housing supply, saying to the private sector, go forth and build, you know, that probably won't lower costs enough in our region to produce a critical mass of homes for lower income people. In other words, it would still be costly to build affordable housing, especially in the places where you really need it, and that's near jobs.
Well, under this scenario, would we just see an explosion of more luxury housing?
Potentially, yes, at least initially, because unless governments are requiring ample construction of affordable housing and helping to pay for it, the private sector is going to build what it knows will be profitable. Now, over time, adding even expensive housing can slowly stabilize prices across the price spectrum because you're meeting demand and you're putting wealthier people in homes, which means they're no longer competing with less wealthy people over the same homes. And gradually, even quote-unquote luxury housing does filter down and becomes more affordable, but that is a very slow process.
So what would it take to lower prices on new housing sooner?
Really, to get housing now for people who can't afford, say, $3,000 a month in rent, you need government subsidy. And as we've reported extensively on the Affordability Desk, local governments are starting to wake up to this, and some are putting more money into that very need.
Allie Schweitzer with WAMU's Affordability Desk. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Anytime, Matt.
And you can find more stories from our Affordability Desk at WAMU.org/affordability.